Welcome to the Profit Talks podcast, hosted by the Orange County Inland Empire SBDC Network, funded in part by the U.S. Small Business Administration and the California Office of the Small Business Advocate. This show is the go-to resource for business owners seeking empowerment, education, and resources to succeed. Join us as we connect you with experts, share the triumphs of fellow entrepreneurs, and reveal the wealth of assistance available to you today to level up your business. So let's go. Let's dive in and learn more. Well, it's a new year here on Profit Talks, and we have new opportunities, new things coming up. And one of the most exciting ones has taken place in a couple of months here. It's a trade mission to South Korea. It's why, before you say, oh, that's not for me, let's talk about it. Let's learn about it from the person organizing it, Manal Risha from the OCIE SBDC, lots of letters, OCIE SBDC Global Trade Center. Welcome, Manal.
Thank you, Paul.
You just give us real quickly, the Trade Center does what? I know you've been on the show, we've had episodes, we can go back and listen to it, but give us a 60-second summary. What does the OC, the Orange County Inland Empire Small Business Development Center, funded by the SBA, has this wonderful sub-center, this special center that you run called the Global Center. What do you guys do?
So the Global Trade Center is basically focuses on helping companies that are ready to expand for the first time into new markets outside the United States, or companies that have been, exporting to these to different countries, and they are looking for opportunities to export into new countries. So it's basically a team of consultants with over 50 years of expertise in exporting and importing, who are standing ready to help establish businesses with their global growth strategy.
And here's the amazing thing. This must cost a lot of money. If I want to go hire somebody to help me figure out how to break into a new market, I would think that would be expensive. But your cost is?
$0. It's because our services are prepaid for by your tax dollars due to our funders, such as the SBA and also the governor's office.
Yeah, the California. We've got a long list of people supporting this thing, paying for you guys to help businesses here in the Orange County Inland Empire District to do what? To export stuff? Is it also importing? Can you guys help me? I want to source and bring something in as well as find a way to sell it out to them?
Absolutely. It's on both ends. It's for exporters and importers, or contemplate the opportunity to do either.
Now, we've done this on this show. I've done it on other shows through the years. I think it is the overlooked gold mine in Southern California. We are on the Pacific Rim. We have tons of people bringing stuff in every day here. And there's an opportunity for us to turn around and sell our stuff that they desperately want in other countries like South Korea. What is it that they need or want from us in South Korea these days? What kinds of things are they looking? Would you say there's an opportunity? You should be looking at this market.
Absolutely. So there is a reason we chose South Korea. Just to take a few steps back, when you had me on your show a few months ago, it was about, talking about the California Pavilion at the Korean World Business Convention. So this trade mission.
Huge thing. First time they've ever brought it out of Korea, and they brought it to Orange County, of all places here.
Absolutely.
Of the opportunities you're going to talk about here. All right. So what is it that first of all, Korea is a huge business a trading partner with us anyway. It's in the top 5 or 3 or 4 or something. I know it's pretty big. And having said that, I don't know what I could say. All these people listening today saying, well, I don't know what they want. I don't know what to sell them. What are they looking for?
So this is what's unique about this trade mission. So this mission is basically offered to businesses from different industries. It's open to exporters and importers, or companies that are interested in exporting and or importing. We are including EV and auto, office supplies and equipment, video gaming, software, sports and recreation, shipping and logistics, renewable energy, fashion and apparel, and consumer household products and food, just to name a few industries. So this is not a trade mission that is specific, that's industry specific.
Right.
This is an opportunity, for California-based businesses that are interested in either getting connected with suppliers, manufacturers in South Korea,
right,
or expand by start selling and basically get connected with buyers. And why did we choose South Korea?
Right.
Well, you know what? It's an economy, innovation hub. for any company that's within, you know, technology, IT, and so forth. You know, South Korea leads the way in industries such as electronics, EV and auto, software, gaming, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
There is the
gaming and other huge. There are auto. In fact, here in Orange County, people don't realize there is a growing. It's been growing for some time. Automotive presence. You've got companies like Hyundai and Kia, which, both of which mm-hmm. are Korean companies, headquartered here in Orange County for their U.S. operations here. So we already have some connections we don't even realize. You rattled off a whole long list of things. Gaming. I know we do a show on esports. And, of course, we're at UCI, and UCI has one of the first colleges to promote esports as a real collegiate varsity sport. You can get scholarships to move a mouse and you know, be on the UCI team. It's incredible. A lot of that gaming is centered or built either here, because we've got some all these other companies that do World of Warcraft and all these things here, or in Korea. That's a huge market. They're crazy about esports. They fill up arenas, literally just sit there and watch in the stands and watch people move a mouse and compete on a screen like we watch basketball. There are people doing that in South Korea. There are things happening over there that we could take advantage of. So there's lots of companies here, for example, trying to do gaming, startup gaming and stuff here. Why not explore, do to make the games happen here, the Absolutely. Designing and the structures and the creation of the game, or to sell your product there? These are things that just ordinary businesses don't think about. Do you have to be big? That's my other question. I would think, okay, yeah, there's opportunities, but it's only for some giant company. I'm a little guy. I'm a medium-sized person. I can't somehow handle.
Well, remember, at the SBDC, we are here to serve small businesses. Yeah. We are not here, you know, to support huge companies. And you don't have to be big, but you do need to be poised and equipped and ready for that
right.
expansion. And if you're not at this point, as you work with the Global Trade Center at the LCIE SBDC, we will equip you and help you build that structure, provide market research at no cost,
wow.
and so forth, to ensure that you are prepared for that next step in the near future. Very important thing I want to mention, Paul, is the reason we chose, one of the reasons we chose South Korea is because of the trade facilitation. There is the free trade agreement between the U.S. and Korea,
in addition
to other trade agreements that will simplify entry and reduce trade barriers for American businesses into this market.
Mm-hmm. And there's a large Korean population here. There are presence of Korean companies here in Orange County right now, whether you realize it or not. What kinds of things are they looking to bring in? So I've got an opportunity there, offshore part of my operations, my manufacturing, my design, something, and take advantage of, because it's a very high-tech, South Korea is a very high-tech world over there. I can take advantage of some of that, probably at a lower cost, or I can bring stuff in. What kinds of things, that was what was fascinating about the world, what was the event called it, Anna?
The Korean World Business Convention.
Yes. You talked about beauty products and healthcare mm-hmm. products and stuff here. They've got a huge market for that, or a huge demand for our stuff in return here. What are they looking to? Korean food, suddenly that's not unthinkable. What are they looking to export? That's another way to look
at it. So the industries I mentioned early on the show, Paul, are basically mirror the different businesses that were here for the KWBC when we hosted the California Pavilion.
Right.
So that was intentional that we chose these specific industries because there's already that readiness
right.
from the South Korea market, not only to accept from these industries from our end, but also vice versa for us to be able to import from these specific industries into the United States.
So give me some opportunities. Let's plant some seeds here today because part of this is we're looking for one last slot. You can only take
yes.
a handful of people. Like, what are you going to take, 10
Correct.
Companies, 12 companies, something like that?
Absolutely. So this is going to be a delegation of roughly 25 individuals, including a minimum of 10 businesses. And we are into our final stretch with one final spot, recruiting the final business.
This sounds like one of those late night ads, you know, hurry, order right now, this one. But it is. There's literally one slot left. And
yes.
if somebody wants to get in on this, we're talking about a trade mission that's going to be what? In the middle of March sometime here this year in 2024?
March 15th to 24th. So we will be leaving Los Angeles on March 15th. And we're going to be visiting, we're going to have two stops. We're going to be visiting Seoul for a few days, mm-hmm. and then we're going to transition and travel from Seoul to Busan to spend a few days there as well. And then we'll come back to Seoul, and then I guess finalize our journey by coming back to Los Angeles. There is a purpose for, you know, the way this was structured in this capacity. The OCIE SBDC during the California Pavilion at the KWBC, we signed seven MOUs with seven.
An MOU means a memo of understanding or something?
Memo of understanding, basically, right. With seven organizations that are located and based in Seoul and Busan that are business organizations that have hundreds of business members that are eager to build relationships
hungry.
And connections.
Hungry, yes, hungry to create some connections to bridge the Pacific and to find partners here in Orange County. Right here in Orange County, they're
yes.
looking for partners. All right, so we got one slot left. I don't know if anybody's, you know, we're hoping somebody will hear today and call up. How? Let's start with real quickly some of the specifics. How much? What's the application period and process? Let's walk through some. Because you were ready to close this out. And you were getting such demand, you said, okay, we'll go one more here. Let's see if we can get, you know, one or two more, and you're down to that one slot.
Absolutely.
What's it cost? How do I apply?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a two-step process. Once businesses get accepted and they commit to be part of this, they're going to receive a good bunch of no-cost services. That includes customized market research reports and analysis from the OCIE SBDC Global Trade Center, one-on-one expert counseling, preparedness for the actual trade mission.
Yeah, how do you do this? Right.
Meeting with experts and diplomatic government meetings. As a matter of fact, our first meeting is on this Friday, where we are hosting a delegation from South Korea, and our companies that have committed are part of this. So all of these services are offered at no cost whatsoever. Now, the actual cost to get to South Korea and come back and lodging, you know,
airfare, everything. Yeah, right.
Exactly. So it's going to be roughly $7,500 that include all of the activity, including full transportation. Once we get
yeah,
to Seoul, it's going to include everything.
That's a pretty sound investment. If you could turn around and turn this into a new source of revenue, bringing stuff in or exporting stuff out, or a new way to cut your costs by outsourcing some of what you're creating over there. I think people are fascinated with the idea of import and export, but if they're like me, they know absolutely not. They don't even know what they don't know. It's such a black hole. It's such a scary prospect. How do I get paid? How do I ship the stuff there? What kinds of, you know, how do I deal with letters of credit and all these kinds of things here? Seems like such an overwhelming thing. I suspect many people don't even look into it, even though they have a product or service that they could probably easily export, or they could find a partner and bring in something else. I mean, the opportunity is there. I think people are just afraid because they don't even know what they don't
know.
Here's
the great thing about what we're doing. They don't have to do it alone. They are going with a group of experts. And the other amazing thing is that we are building this in collaboration with the Korean American Chamber of Commerce Orange mm-hmm. County chapter, mm-hmm. who are also, along with the seven organizations back in Seoul, that we and Busan, they are working with us to ensure that when we are there, our participants are being matched, in addition to group meetings, for one-on-one with companies that will meet their expectations and their requests through the application process for the trade mission. Well, yes, we would love to go and explore South Korea and enjoy the touristic part of it, but this is a business trip.
Yeah.
We will still have fun, but we want to make sure that our participants get their money's worth and they come back with solid connections and relationships.
And that's the key. Too often, I think these trade missions are, they look good. You wave the flag, you go meet some officials. Okay, maybe there's some interest, but you're trying to make this a really working trip where you put some effort and thought into it. Let's find out where your product or service might fit if you want to export it, or let's find some partners that might provide what you're looking for. And then let's go and meet those people. Let's facilitate some conversations. Let's start the dialogue going. Let's actually come back with some tangible plan of how to make this thing work. That's different than just, oh, let's go and we'll have dinner and everybody shakes hands and we get our picture taken and we come back and say that was fun, but you know, maybe somewhere down the road that'll pay off. This is you're trying to be very specific and very targeted what you're doing.
And we are being very intentional about who we are accepting. So far, we only have one business per industry. So all of the opportunities that we are lining up, it's basically for that participant. The other thing I want to quickly mention, Paul, is yes, $7,500 might sound like a sizable commitment, but the great news is that the California State Trade Expansion Program just opened a new application in December for what's called the Export Voucher Program. Hmm. This will allow anyone who's participating in an export activity, of course, they need to be a business established in California, to be considered to be reimbursed for up to 75% of their export promotion expenses.
Wow.
With a maximum award of $10,000 through the Export Voucher Program.
So you could get some or all of this covered, perhaps up to 75% of this perhaps covered? Okay, making it sound even more attractive. So you'll do the research. You'll match us with somebody here. You'll hold us through this whole process, and then we come back. Do you just cut us loose, or do you continue to work with us and help us make this a reality?
I know you're not going anywhere. That's what we do day in and day out at the SBDC, you know, the one-on-one technical assistance that we offer. The great news is after you come back, you still have a team with you and behind you to leverage and work with on next steps as you are working on building the relationships and also finalizing and taking those relationships to the next level.
Do you have classes on, because there are complexities of shipping. I don't understand letters of intent or credit and the way that money moves on international transaction. I know how to sell something to Michigan. I'm from Michigan. I got my gold blue hat on. We're hoping for the national championship tonight here, even though people are going to listen to this later. Go blue. I understand how to sell stuff in the next state or the next county. I don't know how to sell stuff in another country. I don't know how to get over. It's a different currency. I don't know how we exchange goods and services, how I go through all the shipping, how I make sure I get paid. That's my biggest fear. What happens if I don't get paid or I got a problem over there and now, you know, this thing starts to untangle? Do you teach us? Do you help us?
Absolutely.
Are there classes on how to import and export?
Absolutely. We do have an upcoming webinar next week on the 17th. I'm not sure when this will go live, but it's basically for you as a business owner to learn if export is right for you.
That's where I'd love to start. I'm intrigued at the idea. I mean, I do podcasting. I can't imagine what I would sell or promote in overseas, but maybe I'm missing an opportunity here. But I think there's an awful lot of manufacturing companies here in Orange County. Is it just for manufacturing, or can I sell a service if I'm an architectural firm, if I'm a, I don't know.
We actually have an IT and cybersecurity firm who's going to be part of this trade mission.
See?
That's one of a couple that fall under the technology. So I'm really excited to see how they'll be able to come back with amazing results from this trade mission.
Yeah. I think part of it is I've got to figure out, could this be for me? Is there an opportunity there that I'm missing? And then to get over my hesitancy, my fear, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm going to get taken and some bad things are going to happen or it's not going to work. All these negative things that come into our head because we just don't know.
But the simple thing is, if you're in doubt, give us a call, send an email, and we'll be able to address any and all of your questions.
So. See, for free, you've got somebody there that'll walk you through all this. All right, how do they find you if they want to get in touch and fill up this one? Literally, folks, we got one last slot left here. So by the time this comes out, I hope it's still available. But how do they reach out if they want to learn more or perhaps join you in this journey here?
Absolutely. So all the information about the trade mission to South Korea is up on our website at ociesmallbusiness.org/trade-mission.
Okay.
Or they can always reach out to me and, you know, either to me via email or by phone. And I'm going to share my phone number, which is 657-767-5903, or they can email me at manal.risha@ociesbdc.org.
And spell your last name. Or your full name, Manal. I've never known anybody named Manal here. What ethnicity is Manal Risha? I don't even know.
We're going to go there. That's a completely different podcast.
You're not Korean, are you? No.
No, I'm not. So it's manal.risha@ociesbdc.org.
Okay. Well, I love your accent. You clearly are a global person here. I don't know where that accent is from,
But I'm originally Lebanese, Paul. So
Lebanese,
and I speak
okay.
French as well.
Okay, well, yeah, if you're Lebanese, I would think that that would be part of it. All right, Manal Richa, R-I-C-H-A, at O-C-I-E, for the Orange County Inland Empire, S-B-D-C, lots of letters, Small Business Development Centers, and then look up /trade-mission, and you'll find all about the 2024 trade mission taking place. What's the dates again on this thing here?
March 15th to March 24th.
And yes, it's like $7,500 to go, but the state might reimburse you a whole bunch of that if you apply. And think of the investment. Is it worth, that's what you need to find out. Is it worth the investment in time and energy? Is it really something I could do, even though I'm a small business? Could I act like a big fish and go out and swim into the ocean and sell stuff to other people here, or find opportunities to import stuff here, or something else, to offshore my something, my whatever, I'm gaming and I'm designing games and I don't want to...
Products or services.
Yeah, right, products or services. I it's hard for me to even wrap my head that I, as a small business in Orange County, can go to Korea and sell something to somebody. That seems scary. That seems like a dream. And you're here to make the dream come true. And it starts with calling you guys and seeing if it's something that even might work for you. You'll do the free research and guidance and everything. And then if it is, go there. Find out. Partner up with some people and see if the opportunity is real. I think it's an amazing opportunity, and I hope. Do you do other trade missions through the years, or is this just right now you're focusing
on
South Korea?
Well, I'm hoping this is going to be one of many. So this is the first one personally I'm involved with, and we're also hosted by Cal State Fullerton. So the affiliation with Cal State Fullerton helps from that perspective as well, as the business college. So we're really excited because, you know, the university is going to be part of the trade mission, or the college is going to be part of the trade mission.
And that's the unique thing about this, these SBDC partnerships, these centers. There's what, six of them or something more or something in the Orange? I always forget in our region here. Full disclosure,
11.
11. Okay. See, I don't even know. Full 11. And full disclosure, I work with them. I help them do some podcasts like this and some other things here. I help consult with some of their clients. A lot of these centers, not all of them, but a lot of them are in cooperation, are literally co-located with some college, like UCI's Applied Innovation Center. There's the Finance Center here. You're the Global Trade Center. You're at Cal State Fullerton.
Correct.
I think there's one at UC Riverside. I think there's one and some other colleges.
Correct.
And stuff.
Rancho Santiago Community College District, absolutely. So within our network, there are a total of 11 service centers covering Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino County.
So these are places you can go learn. These are places you can go get free assistance because the government wants to build small businesses. Everybody, left, right, and center, says more small businesses. So this is how they outreach. They create these centers. They staff them with people that know what they're doing. Come on in for free. See what you can do. See what they can do for you. I can't imagine why a lot of people wouldn't flood you and find out more. Give us the website again. It's OCIE, smallbusiness.org. And that's the start there, and then go look up trade-mission. And one more time, your email, let's say if they wanted to email you directly.
Absolutely. It's Manal, that's M-A-N-A-L dot Richa, R-I-C-H-A, at OCIESBDC.org.
Well, I hope you'll come back and tell us how it went. Because it's one thing, there's going to be a lot of people sitting on the sidelines saying, gee, I don't know, you go try it out. You see what it's like. And then if we come back and say, hey, I'd love to talk to some of the people that went on the mission. What did they get out of it? What did they experience? And how was the experience different than what they expected? Was it better than it? Was it bigger than it? Was it different than? You know, we'd love to hear from other people. Really? Did you like it? Did it work? How, you know, what happened? I think those kinds of stories will help break down the barrier of resistance, if there is any. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe everybody's just waiting for this opportunity here. But I think there's a lot of people sitting on the sideline wondering if this is for me. Find out.
Absolutely.
Go check it
Absolutely.
Out more. Thank you so much. Fascinating work here. I don't know why we don't do more with global trade connections. I know there's lots of people like you out there trying to facilitate these things. I just don't think most people know how to do it. They don't even know what they don't know, so therefore they do nothing. Find out. See what you don't know. See if it's for you. All right. Thank you so much, Manal. I look forward to having you back after the mission and hearing more about how it went.
Thank you, Paul.
Okay. Well, that's going to wrap it up for today.
As we conclude another episode of the Profit Talks podcast, we hope we've empowered your entrepreneurial spirit. Reach out to us to connect with our experts, and let's take your business to the next level. Keep those dreams alive, keep pushing forward, and stay tuned for more. And if you liked what you heard in today's podcast and you want your business to reach new heights, just contact us at profittalkspodcast.org or call us at 1-800-616-7232. That's 1-800-616-7232. So until next time, keep thriving.